A noble being is one who lives his philosophy. A noble being is one who lives his philosophy. We think we live our philosophy. We think that we live our belief. We think we have a belief that we live. We think that this is something who we are. But really, do we live our philosophy? Do we have this? Well, yes, we do. I would say 100% we live our philosophy. And if our philosophy is rotten, you can be sure that we live it. If our philosophy is good, you can be sure that we live it. If our philosophy is mediocre, you can be sure that we live it. Because we do live what we believe. We do live what we think about every moment of our life. Now, if you think that you are a person who can accomplish whatever goals you set before yourself, you have a philosophy of positive thinking, positive attitude, and it's a glorious, wonderful attitude. If you have a philosophy that says somebody else is your master, some other person is some other life is your teacher, like if you believe in your religion, if you believe in your various philosophers in school, your various teachers in school, you're limited. You're limited. You can only turn to yourself. You can only turn and listen to yourself and be that noble being that you are and live your philosophy. Now, what is your philosophy? Well, we think our philosophy are the teachings that we have been taught. We think as a religion, whoever is our religious leader, that is our philosophy. We say we're Christians or we're Hindus or we're Muslims. We're all these various kinds. And they say that's who we are. Now, you aren't. You don't practice and believe exactly what the Christian philosophy teaches. You don't even know what it is, basic. You have no idea what the Muslims teach. You have no idea what the Buddhists, Hindu teach. You have no idea what the philosophies of the world are. You have no idea what another man's philosophy is, and you never will. And the reason why you'll never have it is because you haven't made it your philosophy. Now, how do we take the philosophies of the world and make them ours? Well, the best way is not to take the philosophies of the world and make them ours. The best way is to go to the philosopher that dwells within each one of us and says, I am that I am. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me is the answer. The divine in me is the direction of my life. My philosophy is to be myself and to have fun. My philosophy is to live my life in such a positive, dynamic, forceful way that everything I do is uplifting, is glorious, is wonderful, that everything I do brings out the best in me and the best in everyone in my world. If I am such an example, if I am such a leader of my being, I truly am a noble being. But a noble being is not a noble being because he has a good philosophy. A noble being is a noble being because he lives his philosophy. The noble being lives and knows who he is, who she is. The noble being knows that there is none other in this world that is causing them to act in any way that they're acting other than themselves. And because they are the only ones who are causing them to act as they're acting, they're the only ones that take credit for it, responsibility for it, or blame for it. And so we're not into blame, credit, or responsibility for anything. We're just into being ourselves and enjoying every single moment of it. Are you able to be yourself and enjoy every single moment of it? If you are, then you might know what nobility is. A noble being is one who is so happy in being himself that he does not look to judge in another person whether they are living their own philosophy. If you truly were a noble person, if I truly were a noble person, I could not look at another person and say they are living their philosophy or they are not living their philosophy. I merely look at them and say, I like them. I like them because I like the things that they do. I like the things that they think. I like the things that they are. I like the things that make their world into the wonderful, delightful, charming, inviting world that it is. Now, is this true for you? Is this true for everybody? Is this true for everyone in the world? A noble being is one who likes his philosophy, who lives his philosophy, who loves his philosophy, who radiates his philosophy in every way. And if you are a noble being, well, if you're a king, you love your people. You love your country. You love the people who work in your country. You love the people who are in your kingdom. Now, you say, well, that's good, yeah. All right, you're a father. Do you love your family as a king loves his kingdom? Do you love your family and do everything for your family? Do you provide for your family in every positive, glorious way? Now, if you are a mother, are you a mother in all senses of the word, in all senses of the idea, because you love it, because you want to be it, because you chose to have children, because you wanted to raise them and you wanted to give them your values of life, you wanted to give them your joy in life, you wanted to bring them up in the manner of goodness and wholeness and perfection and truth and honesty and love. If you're a teacher in school and you're teaching mathematics, do you teach mathematics in the most exciting, dynamic, glorious way so that every person who studies mathematics with you falls in love with mathematics, feels that it's their finest subject, not that they hate it? Most of us have hated mathematics as we came up through school because our teachers really didn't like it themselves. They were teaching it merely because it was required that they teach it. Now, the teachers who really loved mathematics, and there are lots of them, those teachers inspire in their students the love of mathematics, and those students go on to use mathematics in its highest and most wonderful way. When a teacher loves Shakespeare, or a teacher loves typing, or a teacher loves the languages or anything, they inspire in their students the glory, the delight of language, the delight of study, the delight of all these things, because that is exciting. And because it's so exciting, they find it to be something really imaginative, really delightful in every area of their life. Now, is this something you want to do? Is this something you want to do? Do you want to be a noble being living your philosophy? Do you want to be a noble being who you are? Being all that you are, being all that you ever want to be or ever could be? Do you want to live your life in such a glorious manner that everything you do is beautiful and good? It's up to you. Nobody can make you do it. Nobody can require you to do it. Nobody can make you be anything. But the musician that turns out glorious music, that plays a beautiful piano, that does wonderful things, is not one that their teacher inspired all the way. Their teacher took the indwelling inspiration in that student and encouraged it to be unique, to be fantastic, to be glorious. And this can happen for each one of us. Each one of us can be glorious and wonderful and fantastic in every way if we want. But it's up to us. It's up to us to say, I am inspired by every teacher I meet. I am inspired by every noble being in my life. And every being in my life is a noble being because I'm a noble being. Every person in my life lives their philosophy. And because they live their philosophy, and their philosophy is glorious, because I wouldn't have a person in my life who didn't have a glorious philosophy, my life is upheld in a glorious, wonderful manner. My world is upheld in a glorious, wonderful way, and I am upheld in a glorious, wonderful way because that's who I am, and that's what I am, and that's why I am. And it's a fantastic experience for me, and a fantastic experience for everyone in my world, because everyone says, ah, yes, a noble being is one who lives his philosophy. I am a noble being because I live my philosophy. Everyone in my world are noble beings because they live their philosophy. And how great that is. Wow, yes, how great that is. And it's our choice. It's our choice. And how wonderful that is. Have a lovely day living your philosophy and being so excited about what you are, that all the world looks at you and says, I like that. I love you. I love you. I love you.